On the evening of September 11th, 2012, intruders attacked a diplomatic compound in Benghazi, Libya. They fired machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades. Buildings there burned. By the following day, four Americans had died, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. Now, almost 5 years after that deadly episode, one man accused in the attacks is preparing for trial in Washington, D.C. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson reports.
A few months before the attack that would take his life, Chris Stevens introduced himself in a cheerful video.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Chris Stevens, and I'm the new U.S. ambassador to Libya.
Stevens was excited about his new posting, but the security situation in Libya, which was already bad, got worse. The diplomatic compound in Benghazi was overrun on the night of September 11, 2012. Stevens and three other Americans died. President Obama condemned the violence and promised to bring the perpetrators to account.
We will not waver in our commitment to see that justice is done for this terrible act. And make no mistake, justice will be done.
It's been a long wait. Investigators and reporters dug through the wreckage in Benghazi and reached out to people who had been there, finally focusing on one person, Ahmed Abu Katala, an auto mechanic who opposed the Gaddafi regime and who had also spent time in prison. A year after the attacks, he met with CNN correspondent Arwa Damon for an interview in a hotel coffee shop in Benghazi.
He seemed to be confident, his demeanor most certainly not that of a man who believed that he was going to be detained or targeted anytime soon.
In July 2013, the U.S. issued an arrest warrant for Katala. And then...
Breaking news in this Fox News alert. An arrest has been made in connection with the Benghazi terror attacks. At least
U.S. Special Operations Forces had traveled to Libya for a nighttime capture mission. They put Katala on the USS New York and transported him to Washington to face justice. That boat trip took 14 long days. While on board, he was interrogated, first by a special intelligence unit. The FBI waited a couple of days. They gave him new living quarters on the boat and administered Miranda warnings. Eventually, prosecutors charged him with leading a militia group and conspiring to attack the U.S. facilities in Benghazi. He's pleaded not guilty, but those statements Katala made on the boat will be a big issue during his trial in September.
If they lose at trial, I am certain this will be issue number one.
That's Michael Bachrach. He's a defense lawyer who's handled several terrorism cases. Bachrach says he did not expect the judge in the Katala case to allow prosecutors to use the statements he made on the ship.
It's a huge issue for defendants. I'm actually quite surprised that the statements came in. In my own experience, when there has been a question in a terrorism case about the two-step procedure of the CIA doing the interview first before the FBI, because of the practices of what's involved in a CIA interrogation, well, those practices don't pass scrutiny under the Constitution.
But last week, Judge Christopher Cooper ruled that he was not mistreated by the government on board the ship. And Judge Cooper said taking 14 days to bring him to court was reasonable given the extraordinary circumstances in the case. Both the Justice Department and the defense are now preparing for jury selection in a trial that could last 6 weeks or more. Defense lawyer Edward McMahon is not involved in the case, but he says Katala is in for a challenge.
Anytime the word terrorism is mentioned in a federal courtroom, the chances of a defendant getting an acquittal are very low. That's just the way it is.
McMahon says the defense needs to find jurors who have an open mind. The jury questionnaire in the Benghazi case is 48 pages long. It includes questions about how people view the Islamic faith and asks whether prospective jurors have formed opinions about Hillary Clinton, who was Secretary of State in 2012, and about President Trump's travel ban for visitors from six majority Muslim countries. The Justice Department has decided not to seek the death penalty in the case. Legal experts say they expect Katala's lawyers to raise questions about why he is the only person facing trial and ask whether U.S. investigators really know what happened during the chaos 5 years ago. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.